Good evening, everyone, council, mayor. My name is Christina Rugg. I am the 2024 Sergeant Swimming Pool Manager. First off, I'd like to thank the council for the opportunity that they gave to me in entrusting this pool program to me. I know that it, you know, I'm not a long-term resident of Sargent. I came from California in 2020, and I'd only worked at the pool for 1 year, and so it was a huge responsibility, and I took it incredibly seriously. And so I just really want to thank you for the opportunity to be a part of this. I prepared a presentation for the community and the council, you know, with this being the circumstances that were surrounding the pool and the future of the pool. This is being the last year that it has been approved by the state to be open in its current condition. And we thought that it would be incredibly imperative to share our ending season with the council and the community. So I just want to start off. So these are some of the points that I'm going to be going over in tonight's presentation. Just some things that I'm going to touch on that will kind of highlight what our season looked like this year. So some highlights that we had throughout this season. We had a really impressive year. We showed record numbers in swimmers, and we had numerous successful and fun activities and events. We also ramped up our social media presence in order to highlight this year's experience as shown here. We had increased number of night swims, which was a really popular option on the survey that we sent out last year as part of the pool survey. And this gave more families opportunities to enjoy the pool together. We also had several employee training opportunities in addition to our standard lifeguard training that we generally hold. We also held both public and private swim lessons. We also held several fundraisers through the pool and in coalition with the Pool Revenue Planning Committee. We opened up the pool also for the Twin Loop Volleyball Triathlon, which was a really huge success and a really great training opportunity for the girls. So we really like to share a lot of the things that we did on, you know, social media. I feel like in the technology age that we're in now, that's how we get traction and we get people's attention and share, you know, our experiences. So first off, I know that everybody wants to know our facts and figures. So I boast about our record numbers, but I did a really, really careful records process this season because I really wanted to document how often we were open, how often we were closed, how often we had events, how often we held aerobics. I also really tracked our funding. I tracked like how much snacks we sold, you know, things like that. So as you can see here, I have some fun facts. We sold $2,165.50 in snacks this season. We sold 38 family passes, which I didn't specify on here, but a family pass was $100, which was an increase from previous years. We actually had people that would buy individual passes and then they decided to upgrade to a family pass so that they could bring more of their family. We had 13 individual passes, which equaled out to a total of $4,580. Total deposited plus day passes at an estimated value, because I lost a little bit of traction, was $7,825, plus we had $3,208 in fundraising. We were open for a total of 65 days this season, which is an increase sometimes from some of our previous swim seasons. We were only closed for 7 days. We had 20 total water aerobics. We had 5 special events. We had swim lessons. We had 23 public students, which was down from previous years. However, we had an increase in private students. So we had a lot of families that wanted to opt for the one-on-one sessions, which kind of gives their students a little bit more opportunity. And this year we did a little bit of a different program where we had some swim instructor training for a lot of our lifeguards, who gave them the capability to do one-on-one training with the students, which gave them more, you know, better understanding of swimming and more opportunities. We had 11 total staff. We had two managers, three pool operators, one extra help. He was injured with his shoulder, so he wasn't able to do guard training with us, but he was a huge help. He did the basket room for us and did, you know, numerous other things on shift. We had a total of 10 lifeguards. For our average swimmers, so this was something that we were really proud of. We maxed out at 94 swimmers on one occasion. Our least amount that we had was 8 on a single occasion. Our daily average was around 40, and our night swim averages were around 60. So we just definitely wanted to provide as many opportunities for the community to enjoy the pool. We planned multiple events in order to create an environment of education and enjoyment for all ages. So here, we held water aerobics twice weekly on Tuesdays and Thursday evenings. This was a great opportunity for all abilities to exercise in a safe and therapeutic environment. We held 20 sessions throughout the season. We also had several community members come in during open swim time to utilize the pool for therapy purpose. And we also had equipment available for them. We have an accessible swimming pool with a chairlift that allows disabled individuals the ability to enter the pool safely, which we would assist them with. And so we were always available there to help people when they came and they were, you know, possibly injured or they needed to utilize it in some way to help with their therapy needs. We held both public and private. Just has to take a second. Oh, shoot. Okay, well, that's gonna do that. I have to turn on my hotspot for it. It's just so. Okay, I forgot to do that ahead of time.
That's all right.
Anyways, I had some fun. Maybe I'll exit this and I'm gonna add my hotspot so that I can share these with you because they're really special part of. Okay, so let's see. Let's get back into this.
There you go.
There we go. Okay, sorry. I'm not the most tech-savvy person. I had to get a lot of help. So anyways, we held both public and private swim lessons this year. We had a total of 23 public students and 31 private students, like I stated before. We were able to individualize training and do one-to-one with our public sessions this year, which really enabled the children to learn at a faster and safer pace. We attended multiple swim instructor trainings prior to swim lessons this year, which helped bolster the education and confidence in our lifeguards instructing. We held... We held night swim 3 times weekly with extended hours in order for families to enjoy the pool together. We had record-breaking numbers with our max night swim being 74 swimmers. For the week of 4th of July, we had several events, including remaining open for the 4th of July to swimmers to enjoy in between other activities that they attended maybe out of town. We did end up having a lot of swimmers in the afternoon after they left the Comstock festivals. To attend. We also held a freedom party on the 6th with a donation-based movie night and free popsicles and fireworks show. On July the 8th, we held a team activity where the lifeguards attended the Ord Swimming Pool for observation of their operations and testing out of the facility. We also participated in the Chokecherry Festival parade the previous week. So some of these pictures are from those events. So we decided to continue the cherished tradition of the boat races. I know that a lot of community members in here probably were privy to the boat races in the past, and we really wanted to bring that back to life. So we started last year with bringing it back, and we wanted to continue with that tradition, and so we did that this year. We also added an addition of the lifeguard labor auction. This was a fun opportunity for the community members to purchase the lifeguard's time and then assign a child to learn skills from that lifeguard for that time. Personally, I myself, I taught some lifeguard skills to one of our community members' kiddos and some diving skills, and it was really fun, and the kids really enjoyed it. And so this was just a really successful and incredibly fun event for the community, and we were able to continue to do this. We had a lot of support from businesses and the school and community members, as well as SWAT. We were able to raise a total of $2,284 with 5 boats and 8 guards participating. We held a final donation-based movie night the closing weekend of the pool. Despite the chilly weather, we still had a good turnout, and we feel that the community really enjoyed this opportunity. We really hope to one day continue with this and have a better, more streamlined process. We also held a back-to-school party for the kids on the closing night swim of the season. We had several donations from members of the community and businesses, and we are so, so thankful. We, again, despite the chilly conditions, this past weekend was just wild. Nebraska likes to throw us curveballs all the time. We had some really dedicated swimmers show up. We like to call them the Polar Bear Club. And they played several games, and they really enjoyed the night, winning prizes, and it was a great time. So we added this new feature to our social media presence. We really felt that the community deserved the spotlight. And so what we did is we started the Sergeant Swimmer Spotlight. We really wanted to take the opportunity to showcase all of our swimmers' hard work and dedication to their growing swimming capabilities. And we feel that the community and the parents deserve to see how much hard work these kids put in. It was such an amazing opportunity to see the growth and the challenges that the kids overcame. This honestly was one of my favorite parts that we did this summer, and it was so fun to get a lot of input from the lifeguards themselves, who taught these kids personally and who just experienced them on a daily basis and had a lot of really positive things to share about the kids and their experiences and all the things that they were doing. That's probably one of my favorite parts, is seeing how much these kids change from the beginning of the season to the end of the season. You can have a kid who refuses to get under the water, who will not swim whatsoever, and by the end of the season, they are jumping off the diving board, they are humming under the water just like they should. Like, it's really incredible to witness. So we actually have a mural in progress. We got approval from the city to design a mural for the exterior of the current bathhouse. This would be visible to the highway, and the teenagers, our guards and stuff, were helping us work on this. It will showcase the funds that we have been able to raise, as well as our goal. So that little corner over there where the sunshine is, it's going to be like a meter, and it will have like all of our funds and stuff in it. So we try to make it really bright and big, and it will be on the south side of the girls' like shower area, and it will be huge, so it'll be visible from the highway so that people can stay updated on our like fundraising progress. So of course we always have to get to the obstacles. Everybody knows that this pool is incredibly old. I believe it was built in 1962, and it's not had a whole lot of upgrades to it, and we did face a lot of challenges through this season. I personally feel like every single day I was facing something new. I have to thank Troy and all of the city workers. They were always just a moment away. This was new to me, and sometimes I'm not a maintenance worker, and so, they taught me so much about how to fix things. But we consistently had things breaking down, and I really wanted to highlight a lot of the issues that we ran into. So one of the main things that we ran into is when we opened up our sand pit, which is the way that it's our filtration system for the pool. So it's how we clean the water. We have this huge sand pit, and it's in that red, it's that red little kind of rusty looking thing over there. Everybody that's been to the pool has probably seen it. So we decided to open that up and add some cleanser to it so that we could hopefully boost the, you know, capabilities of it. And we discovered that when we opened that up, that the inside of the sand trap is corroding, and it was actually throwing, I have a picture there of some huge chunks of pieces that were coming out of it that were running through our circulation system through the exterior tubing. And we believe that that was partially part of the problem for our recirculation issues, that it was clogging it up. And so we faced a lot of issues with that, constantly trying to flush things, get them out. And so that was really a challenge. And then we also faced a lot of circulation issues to our baby pool. As many of you most know that maybe tried to come to the pool this year, we ended up having to close our baby pool because it would choose when it wanted to fill, and it would choose when it didn't want to drain, and then sometimes it would overflow constantly. And so I have pictures there where I was having to sump pump. That was another fun water feature that we told everybody that we were providing at no extra cost. That was really fun and challenging to have to battle. We had constant issues with a lot of our plumbing. We had issues where we were constantly having to replace tubing. I mean, obviously, everybody knows that, that chlorine is incredibly corrosive, and so it breaks down everything. These guys were down there constantly fixing pipes for me and all kinds of stuff. But that was definitely, you know, some of the things that we really struggled to battle with. I have some other pictures of some of the things. So our slide is, the structure itself is really breaking down. The underside of it is just rusting and falling apart. We really tried to seal every crack that we could with some silicone caulking, and we joked at the end of the season that it was more caulking than it was structure. It was safe, of course. Like, we passed our state inspection. None of these things really came up because we worked incredibly hard daily to make sure that we had a safe facility, but it was a challenge. In our bathhouse, I know that a lot of you have probably been in there. It's very old. The flooring is starting to break down. There's a lot of really slick spots. We have drainage issues in there. We're constantly in there with little brooms trying to force the water to go in certain directions and stuff. It just created a lot of extra work for everyone involved. So we did some fundraising this season, and we had two really very successful fundraising events in collaboration with the pool revenue planning committee. We held a barbecue in the park. We provided concessions during the Choke Cherry Jamboree and raised $924. The staff at the pool then held the boat races and lifeguard auction, and we were able to raise $2,284, which I mentioned before. We had a total of 5 boats and 7 guards. Or 8 guards, I think. I forget to count myself sometimes. So I reached out to all of our guards and some of the community members, you know, in talking with them, and we really wanted to see what type of impact the pool had on their lives. We received so many impressive stories that really just touched me and moved me about how this was really such a huge part of growing up here in Sargent and such a huge thing that we went through. I'd like to read these to you because they're really impressive. Cooper Keefe shared this first one with us. She said, "Have you ever had something that you looked forward to? Growing up, there were 3 things that I looked forward to at summer and was approaching: sleeping in, a tan, and going to the Sargent swimming pool. I was the type of kid who could go swimming every single day no matter how hot or cold it was. I loved learning new things from different lifeguards or simply just learning to become a better swimmer by practicing the strokes I learned at swimming lessons. I loved seeing the pride our community had in the swimming pool. I was able to make so many friends while swimming at the pool. I can still remember the first time I went off the diving board. I felt like I was the coolest kid ever. Being able to jump off and swim to the wall, are you kidding me?" I can literally hear that in her voice if you've ever talked to Cooper. "Only lifeguards can do that. Now, fast forward a few years, I've now been a lifeguard for 2 years. Never in a million years did I ever think for a second I would be able to be a lifeguard. It scared me to think that I would ever have to rescue a person, and most importantly, the management we have. I was asked, what impact has the Sargent Pool made on you? Well, to be quite honest, it has affected me in more ways than one. I've become a much more confident swimmer. I've been able to learn the basics of swimming and realize how much easier it is to swim when you're doing it correctly. But most importantly, it has had so much opportunity for me to show that what I have learned to kids, whether it be during public or private swimming lessons, or simply having a kid to show them how to dive, learn how to tread water, or simply how to go underwater and not have to plug my nose. Needless to say, the pool has taught me so much. This year, we are faced with a huge challenge. This same exact pool that brought me so much joy and happiness has now become such an issue. Everything is breaking. It seems like each day we find a new major issue. Challenge our small community to come together as one. Let's learn the facts, see our opinions, and combine together and make Sargent Swimming Pool the place to be. This pool has had so many great opportunities for not only the kids, but adults and high school students. It allows us to learn social skills, but not only that, it helps us to learn how to work together. Yes, most of us play on a sports team and should know how to work together, but when you're in a setting like lifeguarding, you always have to be working together. Whether it be cleaning and preparing to open for the day, checking kids in, watching the pool together, helping the manager close for the night, you're always working with someone. It also allows us to learn how to deal with all different scenarios. The pool has had so many opportunities and not as only a place parents can drop off the kiddos while they go run errands, but it also allows kids to do something other than play on their phones, iPads, TV, whatever it may be. Why would we want to take so much away from our amazing community? Why take opportunities away? Why take something kids look forward to all year? Why take profit away from our businesses? Please, please, please help us save the Sargent Swimming Pool.
The next one is from Carson Vincent. Every time I think of summer memories, I think of my time at the pool as a kid. Whether it was swimming lessons, pool parties, or a typical day at the pool, I spent most of my summer at the pool playing with Cooper and my other swimming buddies. As a kid, the pool taught me how to swim, which is a huge life skill, how to play with other kids, how to imagine, and it allowed me to be outside and active. So when I got the opportunity to be a lifeguard last year, I was so excited because I could finally give back to a place that gave me so much. Working at the pool has allowed me to see all the hard work and commitment it takes to run the pool. Keeping the pool in our town is essential for maintaining a strong sense of community. The pool provides a safe place for people of all ages. Like I previously stated, the pool provides community events, social gatherings, and swimming lessons, which builds connections and promotes water safety. The pool brings not only the people of Sargent, but our patrons from other communities together. This is why preserving the pool is vital for the continued growth, happiness, and well-being of our community.
And then I was speaking with a couple of other members of our community, and Gwenda shared this with me. And she said that when she was recovering from the loss of her son, that what saved her from her grief was taking the kids to the pool and getting in the water. People didn't realize how water is so healing, and having the kids there to help keep her busy saved her. And then in talking with Mary McDaniel, she gave me permission to share this. When John was a kid, he almost drowned in the river. He was swimming with a group of kids, and they got caught in the current. The Kissel boy drowned. John was able to pull himself out and get to the bank. John supported the pool because of this tragedy. He was for the pool, and he even left a memorial for the pool. John would come to water aerobics, and he would swim even while on oxygen. He would float his tank alongside him, and he went as long as he could stand. The girls shared some photos with us of them growing up at the pool and taking swimming lessons when they were children. And I just thought it would be, you know, it would remind everyone of when they were probably growing up at the pool. We heard so many fun stories talking with people on our door-to-door adventures this last month. And we heard fun stories about people sneaking into the pool back in the day and creating shenanigans and all of the, you know, like adults and parents who had been lifeguards and then their children who had been lifeguards. And it was just really impactful, and it was really, you know, it really moved us in showing the impact that it has on us. So we'd really like to thank you. These are all of our lifeguards from this season. We couldn't have had this incredible season without all of the support from the city of Sargent. and the maintenance crew and the city clerk and our city manager and the city council and the mayor and all of our community members. We wanted to share our last dive with you. This was the last time that we jumped into the pool.
Okay, so Christina and I went door to door. We got to 116 households. We did not get to everywhere in town. Of the 116 houses that we went to, Sargent seems like a small town until you start going door to door.
That is for sure. Plus, you know, everyone wants to visit, and it's so great. Yep. Like, that was, we got a lot of positive feedback.
We got great feedback. You know, you'd spend 15, 20 minutes at a house, and maybe they'd give you some great suggestions that you could look into. But overall, out of the 116 that we went to, 71 households would like a new pool. 43 would like to repair, and 2 would like to do nothing. So, as most of you know, it would be, if we've talked to you, it's going to be $2 million to repair and about $4 million for new. But I think the presentation we gave kind of shows you what an impact our pool has on our community either way. The committee has raised about $67,000 this year. Altogether, that's what we have, which is pretty awesome for the community size that we have. What am I forgetting?
I think that's it. I mean, we had some questions that we faced a little consistently. It was just about the tax information and homestead exemptions, and so that would definitely be something that we would have to dive deeper into and find more information about through the bond agent and things like that. And I'm sure that's something that will get addressed in the future.
And a couple of those repair numbers said yes, if they were homestead exempt, then they would go up to the new pool. But I called a couple different places on that, and I got a couple different answers. So, we need to talk to our bond agent for that after I called Custer County. Does anybody have any questions for us?
Christina, you did a fantastic job.
You did.
I just
Christina,
really want to thank
you and your staff have been champions this year, and how you pulled this off.
Yes.
You've got my highest level of respect.
I didn't really.
I'm so proud of you and your staff.
I am